Dang.
Hello.
Hello, is this Robert Darmopal?
Just a minute. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Darmopal. I'm calling you from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting a National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything, sir. I'm just conducting a survey, and would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Does anybody on your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television, sir?
No.
And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. And what is your age? Is your age 81?
Yes.
And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Black African American, Asian American, Native American, Alaska Native, or other?
White Caucasian.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. How motivated are you, sir, from 0 to 10?
7.
Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. I'm going to go ahead and start with the list with Joe Biden as president. Do you strongly approve of that? Some would approve, some would disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And what about Sherrod Brown as senator? Do you strongly approve of that? Some would approve, some would disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
And what about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you strongly approve of that? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
And what about Donald Trump as former president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Sir, now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, please. I'm going to start with the name of Derek Marin. Would you be very favorable of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of them?
Never heard.
And what about Democrats in Congress? Would you be very favorable with them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of them?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Donald Trump? Would you be very favorable with him, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of him?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about the institution of First Energy? Have you heard of it? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you never heard of it?
What are those qualifications again?
Never heard, very unfavorable, somewhat favorable, and very favorable. The name is the institution First Energy.
Somewhat favorable.
And what about Republicans in Congress? Would you be very favorable with them, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of them?
Somewhat favorable.
What about the name Marcy Kaptur? Would you be very favorable with that person? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of that person?
Somewhat unfavorable.
What about Joe Biden? Would you be very favorable with him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you never heard of him?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, sir, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
And would you definitely vote for the Republican or just a slight lean for the Republican?
Definitely vote for Republican.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
And would that be definitely a vote to Donald Trump or just a lean slight for the Republican Donald Trump?
Definitely.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Toss-up. Leaning towards Moreno, maybe.
Leaning towards Moreno? Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Derek Merritt.
And would that be a definite Derek Merritt or just a lean for the Republican Derek Merritt?
Lean for him.
A lean for him, okay. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
There's a chance I'd vote for her.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement reads, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement that I just read to you make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? Or if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please tell me.
Less likely to vote.
And would that be a somewhat less likely or a much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference, and if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you don't think it's true, please say so. The first statement reads, Derek Merritt wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merritt's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merritt's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would that make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to vote for her, or do you think that's not true?
Not true. Statement.
Okay. The following statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and legal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that statement make you much less likely to vote for her, for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
Make no difference.
And the following statement reads, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. The following statement reads, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As major of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that statement make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
Somewhat less likely.
The following statement reads, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that statement make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference? Would it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
Make no difference.
Okay, the following statement reads, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from a real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Does that statement make you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Would it make no difference, or would it make you more likely to vote for him, or do you think that it's not true?
Not true.
Okay, and based on what you just heard, sir, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Marin, or would you still vote for Marin? Please provide to me a sentence.
A change of person in the office, because Marcy's been there too long.
A change in persons in the office is correct?
Yeah.
And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Derek Marin.
And would that be a definitely vote or just a lean for Republican Derek Marin?
Lean for.
And what is the, this will be the last question, sir. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associate's degree, the bachelor's degree, or four-year graduate, the graduate school or advanced degree?
Associate degree.
Good. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
And would that be a just a definitely independence, or would you be an independence and would you lean towards Republican or an independence and would you lean towards a Democrats?
Independent, leaning towards Republican.
How important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important. How many more questions? I thought you said you're done.
Yes, we're actually at 96%. I believe it will be like two or three more questions. We're almost not done, sir. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
This actually concludes the survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important. Once again, thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful evening. Okay, sir?
Okay. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.